Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. The Wide Bay Highway Patrol is urging drivers to slow down after a string of high-range speeding offences recently. Just days apart, officers caught three different drivers, all doing more than 40 k's over the limit on the Bruce Highway, two at Duckenwiller and the other at Sherwell. Here's a recording of one of the drivers getting pulled over, the officer explaining just how big the fine is for that high range of speeding.
143 in the 100 zone, okay? $1,780 is the penalty because it's a high speed offence. Okay, that's a high speed suspension. 6 months suspension of your licence, okay? Because that speed is at 40 kilometres or more.
There's been 30 fatalities on the Wide Bay portion of the Bruce Highway since 2021. The state government is adding hundreds more police officers to the Queensland Police Service. The 900 extra places, 500 of whom are sworn officers, come in response to community anger over crime and safety. The QPS has struggled to recruit at the same pace as attrition. Meanwhile, Hervey Bay is getting a new $28 million police station. Stephen Miles says tenders for the state-of-the-art facility will go out later this year and it will take about 12 months to build.
We also announced that we'd expand it from the initial plans, so that'll provide additional watch house cells, extra interview rooms, as well as extra space for police to work in.
And finally, eating a wide variety of foods is the best way to avoid potential allergies, according to a nutrition expert. Associate Professor Severine Navarro from the QMIR Berghofer Medical Institute says a common mistake parents make is avoiding one type of food in fear of potential allergies. She says avoiding gluten is the most common myth and children must be properly diagnosed.
Until then, avoiding gluten will actually do more harm than good because you will increase your threshold of reactivity against it. And even if you're not celiac, you may start becoming bothered by it.
The researchers are also on the edge of a new breakthrough drug that can prevent allergies from forming altogether.